All right, we're all in Philippians chapter number 3. We will begin our reading in verse number 12. Follow along with me as I am reading from the New Revised Standard Version, and it reads, "Now that I have all, not that I have already obtained this, or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
Yes.
Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Only let us hold fast to what we have attained."
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor. Grab your neighbor by the hand. Look your neighbor square in the eye. Grab him by the hand. Amen. Amen. And say, neighbor, maximum effort. Neighbor, maximum effort. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We have entitled our message this morning, Maximum Effort. Now, as we look at this scripture and as we see what is happening, the key to all that Paul is saying is that he is writing, as we know, to the church in Philippi. This is a church who he truly was very fond of, and they were near and dear in his heart, because of their commitment, first and foremost, to God. And he also, in writing this letter, did not reprimand this church for anything. Not that they were a perfect church, but they were striving to continue to move forward. And the one thing that Paul wanted to make them aware of is that as a church, we never should become complacent. As a church, we never should just say, you know, well, I've done all I need to do and I'm going to sit back. One of the things that Paul is letting them know, because Paul was living this, was that as long as you have breath in your body, you ought to live to serve God. You might can't do all the stuff you used to do years back, but there's still something you can do to continue to allow the ministry that God has blessed you with to be effective here on this earth, because God still has you here on this earth, because there's still some work that you have to do. Because if your work was complete, he'd have called you home. But I want you also to understand that if you are a child of God, I want you to recognize there is not one scripture you will find where God had retired us while we're here. We get retired from serving God once we are called home to glory. But prior to being called home to glory, we have work to do. Now, in understanding that conceptually, the thing is about making it applicable and doing it and moving forward in what God is calling us to do. Now, what we're seeing here as we look at this particular scripture, what Paul is letting the church in Philippi know, he's letting them know that with all that he is doing, he realizes that he has not already obtained the goal. You know, he is letting them know that while he is living here on this earth, he has not obtained the goal, but his goal is to get to Christ. But he understands that while he is living, he has to be here to do what God is calling him to do. And that is no different from us, and that is no different from the church there in Philippi. He wants the folk in Philippi to know, y'all have work to do. Now, as you're doing the work, now you can put forth minimal effort. If you put forth minimal effort, then don't expect a lot to come back your way. You know, so you see the amazing thing about God is that if we follow the process, we know what the outcome going to be. But if we try to cheat the process, then don't get mad if you ain't getting what you thought you deserved.
But you only can get what you deserve when you put and do put forth the effort. You see, I want us to understand that Paul here is making it completely clear what we ought to be about as a people of God. Because look at what he says in verse 13, because we got to go here. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own. But this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. You see, one of the things that we have to understand today, my brothers and my sisters, are we putting forth maximum effort? And one of the things I want us to realize that, you know what, there are some days, some things come easier than others. You know, there are some times where it doesn't feel like you got to put forth a lot of effort to get a whole lot of results. But then there are other days when you're going through the storms and you're dealing with all kinds of stuff. And as you're dealing with all kinds of stuff, it seems like you got to strain just to take one step. You got to strain to take another step. That's how we know that, because there are times when you're going through hell and high water, you come to church on that Sunday. And when you come to church on that Sunday, you had to strain just to get to church. And now that you're in churches, you got to strain just to clap your hands. You got to strain just to say thank you, because you're dealing with so much stuff. You're going through so much stuff. The one thing you got to remember, my brothers and my sisters, as you're dealing with all that, you have to put forth maximum. You see, and that's a time like that when you're going through the storm. It's going to take maximum effort. It's when you're going through the storm, it's going to take maximum effort just to take one step. You always see whenever there's a real bad storm or hurricane coming, they always have those weather people out there trying to report in all that wind, holding hat. They don't have umbrellas because they're going to get blown away. And you know, and with the weather being that brisk, it's hard for them just to maintain and stand where they are because of the fact the storm is in the midst of them. You see that now, we understand that from a spiritual perspective, because there are times when it seems like everything is breaking down on us. Everything is falling around us. Everything is working against us. And just to take one step, you gotta strain. You see, my brothers and sisters, that's how come we come to God's house. Because we understand that when we come here, God helps us to be able to take that step. But even while we're here, we understand that sometimes we'll find that the enemy will even try to attack our minds while we're here, to allow our thoughts to drift so that I'm not focusing on what's going on in service. But that's the time you got to put forth the maximum effort of saying, Lord, keep my mind. Keep me focused on where I am right now. I know what's going on over there, but Lord, I want to give you right now my undivided attention. Am I talking to anybody who's been down there? Am I talking to anybody who's had a rough time like that? That you just had to fight your way just to come to church and sit up in church and listen to what's going on? You might can't clap, you might can't shout, but you just sit there and just hug yourself and just say, Lord, I thank you. And Lord, I'm praising you. Lord, I give it all to you, because Lord, where would I be if it had not been for you in my life? I want you to understand something. When you come through a storm, my brothers and my sisters, when you look back over what God brought you through, you know what God was doing? He was growing you. Look at your neighbor right now and say, neighbor, I thank God for the growth, but he ain't done yet. You see, because I want you to know, as long as you're alive here today, God is growing you. If you are a child of God, you ought to make it your business to grow in the grace and mercy of the one who took you from a something and made something out of you. Every child of God should devote your life to grow. When you think you know it all, get yourself out the way. Because I want you to know, you don't know it all. And you won't ever know it all. Because guess what? You ain't God. So what we see happening here is that Paul is saying to the church in Philippi, and he's saying to us, you got to strain to move forward. But he says something before that, forgetting what lies behind. This is where the complacency sits in. You see, some will look at this and think he's just talking about the sins of your past. No, it's more than that. Paul here is talking about those who have been blessed by God. And he's talking right now to the Philippian church. God has blessed y'all, brought y'all a mighty long way. And look at all the things you're doing. Even when folks see you as a poor church, look at all the things that you're doing that are bountiful for God. But what Paul is also saying is that what God did for you on yesterday, don't you bring it into today. Because there's something new God's wanting to do with you today. And in order for you to do the new things God has for you today, don't you sit there and talk about all you did on yesterday. You got to praise God for the moment that you're in. We praise God for how he blessed us and moved us. And even when we get over to the new church, that ain't the time for us to get complacent. That's the time for us to get even more busier, understanding that there's more work to be done. Which means is that once we get to that, we forget about that and we move on to the next thing. We praise God to where he's brought us and continue to walk by faith. Because if you are a child of God, as long as you got breath in your body, you ought to be growing. If you are a child of God, as long as you got breath in your body, you ought to be praising God. If you are a child of God and you are alive and able to move, you make it your business to live for the Lord, because in the Lord I will live and in the Lord I will die. I will not spend a day thinking about mess, but I'm going to spend my time praising God, doing what God has called me to do, and go on and give him the glory, the honor, and the praise, because I know he's brought me a mighty long way, and I am not going to just sit there and lean on what I did on yesterday, but I'm going to move and do the new thing that God has for me today. You see, my brothers and my sisters, God is a God of perpetual motion, which means that we are constantly growing, and if we are growing, that means that we're always looking for something else that we can do to be impactful to what God has blessed us with, because I want you to understand that God has put a calling on every last one of us, and through that calling, all of us have a purpose, and through that purpose, we are glorifying God. And once we think we feel that purpose, God's got something else for you. You see, my brothers and my sisters, do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand that the Lord has brought you a mighty long way? Do I got anybody in God's house who's seen God continue to work in you, even when you thought he wasn't working in you? Wasn't God moving in your life? But there, where Paul says in verse 14, this is what he is moving forward for. I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Don't you know, think about this. Don't you know that when we serve God, everybody ain't happy? When we serve God, everybody ain't happy. And because they ain't happy, they now have to critique everything you do. They critique your walk. They critique your talk. They critique your clothes. They could critique who you hang with. And then when you don't go to church, oh, you ain't got nothing going up there at the church today? You normally up there on Tuesday, but you ain't up there today. Oh, it's Wednesday. You ain't going on to the church today. Something going on up there today? Oh, you talking about how much you love the Lord, but how come you ain't going up there? You see, there's always somebody trying to critique us. But I want you to understand that I understand. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I got my goal in place. You see, my goal is to press on to the high calling of what God is, the heavenly calling of what God is doing. That I'm living my life to give God the glory. I'm living my life to allow my light to shine. I'm living my life to help somebody. I'm living my life so that I can get somebody to realize and to recognize you don't have to be lost anymore. You now can be found. I'm living my life to let somebody know that if the Lord can bless me, he also can bless you. I'm living my life so that I can be an example to the one who took me from a nothing and made something out of me. I'm living my life to let somebody know that if God can fix me, I know God can fix you. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand that I'm going to answer the call? I'm going to move towards the goal. I know it gets tough sometimes. I know it gets rough sometimes. But I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow. All right, come on now. But Brother Jack, as we take this time to strain to move forward, there's always going to be somebody who's going to say, why we need to do all that? But can I show you now in Scripture? Because I know a lot of y'all was wondering, because he's like, wait a minute, he just jumped all off of verse number 12. Well, I was saving it. We're going back. Y'all ready to go back to verse 12? Look at where it begins with the but, which would be called 12b, right? But press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Now, do y'all realize that it took Jesus maximum effort to do all that he did to make us his own? When they came and grabbed him from the Mount of Olives that Thursday night, and they took him and questioned him, then beat him, laughed at him, spit upon him, it took him maximum effort to hold his peace. All he's got to do is speak the word. Everybody who was there would have been obliterated. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it took him maximum effort to hold his peace. And then they gave him the cross that he dragged up to Calvary. Golgotha, Mount of Skulls. It took him maximum effort to get up there. And once he got up there, they grabbed his hands, put nails through his hands, put nails through his feet. And then Jesus says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what. That took maximum. So when you think about all that Jesus went through so that you and I could have life eternal, life abundantly, Jesus did what he did because he made us his own. He went to the cross because we couldn't do it. He went to the cross so that you and I would not have to be beat down by sin no longer. And what Paul is saying to all of us, if the Lord owns us through his actions, then we should want to own him through our actions. Because he gave maximum in order to save us. And now that we're saved, we ought to give God back maximum out of appreciation on what he has done for us, where he has brought us from, how he has done a way, but done for us what we couldn't do for ourselves, how he continues to make a way, knock down doors, open windows. I want you to understand, my brothers and my sisters, the Lord did what he did. Why? Because he put forth maximum effort. You see, when we think about that, so when folk ask us, do we need to do all that? We can let them know yes and then so. Because there's no question that the Lord made me his own. Check this out. When Jesus went to the cross, Sister Rose, he had you on his mind. He went there so that you would no longer be bound and beat down by sin. He went there so that you could have life and life eternal. He went there so that you could know that there's somebody who will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. You see, I want you to know that, Elijah, well, that because of what the Lord has done, you're able to say hallelujah in the midst of your tears. And through what the Lord has done, he'll give you peace while you're going through the storm. The Lord is the one who comforts us when nobody else can comfort us. The Lord is the one who can do for us that nobody else can do. But the world has gotten folk all hoodwinked and thinking that if I go get high off this, if I go drink that, I'll be all right. But what I'm telling you, that ain't going to last but for a minute. But when you got Jesus, I want you to know it's going to last a lifetime. You won't get a hangover. You'll know what you're doing. You'll know what you're going through. And he's going to be right there with you every step of the way. And when you think you can't walk, the Lord will pick you back up. Why? Because the Lord has put forth maximum effort. He did it on the cross, and he's still doing it for us right now. Do I got any witnesses in God's house who understand how good our God is, what he's brought you through, how he's making the way? I'm telling you, I'm thankful that God has put forth maximum effort to heal and deliver and set me free. Do I got anybody who knows how good our God is, what our God has done, what our God is doing? Somebody ought to put their head back and say, hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Maximum effort. I want you to know something. Jesus couldn't cheat the process. Because if he cheated the process, then we would have been cheated. And we wouldn't have what we have. And because he went through the process, he went through every grueling step of the process in order for us to be able to do that which we do right now, to walk and talk and have opportunities that we have right now. It's because the Lord put forth maximum effort then and still putting forth maximum effort for us. And I thank God for the Father, because every day we can see the sunshine. I want you to know that's the Father putting forth maximum effort, because there are still a lot of folk in this world who won't give God a time of day. But God puts forth maximum effort, because Jesus came to save the whole world. So he's still giving the entire world an opportunity to make a change. And the only way they can make a change is that he got to keep things going so that folk can have an opportunity to make the change. Do you understand the maximum effort that the Father has put forth, the Son has put forth? But we want a shortchange. We want so much, but we want to give God so little. It's just like when we always go to the store of somebody we know who owns it. First thing we say is, can I get a discount? But when it comes to God, he went through it all. He went from soup to nuts. He went through it all one step at a time. And I want you to understand something. There's something that we got to get. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, stay with us. Look at verse number 15. He says, let those of us then who are mature be of the same mind. Check this part out. And if you think differently about anything, this too God will reveal to you. Now, y'all have always heard me use the analogy of talking about the common denominator. The common denominator for fractions, you have the denominator and the numerator. The numerator is at the top, the denominator is at the bottom. In order to add two fractions, you have to have the same common denominator. And the common denominator in our lives, his name is. And if we allow him to be our common denominator, that means that we can add constantly. We can increase constantly, because it doesn't matter about the numerator, because the denominator is the same. And if since we all have the same denominator, then what Paul is saying is that we all ought to be of the same mind. He said, those of us who are mature, we ought to be of the same mind. Why? Because it's not about what we want. It's about what God has for us. But if we're too busy trying to get what we want and not what God wants, then we can't be of the same mind. You see, the way you can tell if something is from God versus it being about man, because if it's about folk puffing themselves up, then guess what? We're not moving on the same common. Oh, okay, don't get lost. Stay with me, because I want you to understand that as the people of God, it is our responsibility to continue to stay at point and stay focused and see the word of God, because the word of God is the roadmap that we utilize to do everything. You see, because if we don't use the word of God to do what we're doing, then guess what? Then we're doing it for self and not for God. But as long as we keep God at the foundation of what we're doing and God is moving us forward, then we as a people of God can be of the... Because I want you to know the only way we're going to truly be able to accomplish anything as the people of God congregating in one church, we got to be of the. So there are no big I's and little U's. It ain't them over there and us over here. We're all on the same team, and we're all on team what? Jesus. Oh, hello. I'm just checking to see if y'all know what team you're on. Because everybody up in here ought to be on what team what? Because who woke us up this morning? Who started us on our way? Who keeps us in our right mind? Who's allowing us to breathe right now? Who's keeping the blood warm in our veins? Who's causing our hearts to pump? Who's keeping our minds right? When we think about all that God has done, is doing for us, you mean to tell me we can't be of the same mind? Because the same God that's blessing you is the same God that's blessing me. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? If you know what I'm talking about, turn to somebody and give them a high five. Because God is blessing you just like he's blessing me. You see, but let me take you a little further. The beauty behind this, y'all, is that if you're struggling with what is going on, if you are mature but you're struggling, you will see, God will reveal to you and show you you're wrong or you're right. But he's going to show you. But if God has the folk of the same mind, you know what happens? We can go forward faster. Amen. I hope somebody caught that. Amen. When all the people of God come together and are of the... Amen. We can go forward. Oh, some of y'all didn't say that. See, some of y'all didn't say that. Some of y'all didn't say that. This ain't about nothing, y'all, other than us. You see, this is just an exercise, and we're going to try it one more time. If, since we are mature and growing in Christ, we are to be of the same. Because we recognize we're all on the same team. And the team we're on is called Team
Jesus.
And we should be able to do everything on one accord. Because it's not about the big I's and the little U's, but it's all about Jesus. So since it's all about Jesus, we want to move forward doing what Jesus is calling us to do. So whatever folk are struggling to believe something, we go on and pray for them. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some folk right now looking at this whole genericist thing, looking at this prayer thing, looking at this stewardship campaign, calling this Roji stuff. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. But guess what? We ain't going to get caught up in the negative, but we going to talk positive. We going to pray for them and let God deal with them, and God will get them on the same page with us. We're not here to argue for God. We're just here to trust God. Did you hear what I said? We're not here to argue for God. We're here. We're going to what? Trust God. And as we trust God and move forward in faith and prayer, don't you know whatever ain't right, God will fix it. You see, my brothers and my sisters, all God is looking for are some folk who are faithful. All God is looking for are some folk who gonna trust in him. All God is looking for are some folk to say, you know what, I hear what you're saying, but I'm gonna pray for you. I know where God has brought me from. I know what God is doing. I see the vision. I praise God that I see it. I'm gonna trust in him, and I'm gonna move forward by faith.
Oh.
But all of us have been in this situation. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor,
neighbor,
don't step back.
Stand still.
I guess I got to explain that now, huh? Look at verse number 16 with me. Paul says in verse 16, only let us hold fast to what we have attained. Y'all,
When we are living for Christ, guided by Christ, the enemy tries to stop us. First thing the enemy wants to do is get us to stop. Yep. And once he gets us to stop, he wants us to step back. Because if I step back, that means I'm losing ground. That means that God has brought me this far. And now that God is bringing me this far, God is about to give me a breakthrough that's going to blow my own mind. But the enemy now puts on an onslaught on us. And when he puts that onslaught on us, all the enemy wants us to do is to get us to step back. Because when I step back, I'm losing. And that means if I'm losing ground, that I got to again go back and I got to regain that same ground again before I can go forward. You see, because I want you to understand the more steps you take back, that's that many more steps you got to take to go forward. Because you first got to get back to where you were and then be able to move forward from there. That's why Paul says, let us hold fast to what we have attained. So what is that saying? That when the enemy onslaught comes at you and you don't feel like you can take a step forward, I want you to know when you've done all that you can do, my brothers and my sisters, you just what? Stand. Because Lord, I know you brought me this far and you got something down the road for me. Lord, I know you got something you're going to use me to do. So no matter what, Lord, I'm going to what? Stand. I know it's going to get rough. I know it's going to get tough. I know they're going to wonder about me, but that's all right, God. I'm going to just what? Stand. I know they might talk bad about me. I know they might whisper every time I move around them, but that's all right, Lord. I ain't going to step back and lose ground. I'm going to stand right where I am until you give me the strength to be able to make this next step. Because I know just for me to stand where I am right now, it's going to take me maximum effort. But that's all right, because I know that God's got me. I know God's going to see me through. Anybody been where I'm talking about? Anybody been through anything? If you know you've been where I'm talking about, go on and rise to your feet and give God some praise. Because what you were saying, Lord, I will give maximum effort. No matter how rough it gets, I'm going to get maximum effort. Even if I can't go forward, I ain't going to go back. So I'm going to stand right where I am, and because I'm going to give you maximum effort, because I am not going to lose ground. I'm going to stay right where I am. Turn to your neighbor. Give your neighbor a hug and say, neighbor, I'm with you. You see, the problem in God's house, too many folk feel that they are by themselves. They got to know there's some help. I am with you. And if I am with you, I know that God is with you and God is with me. So that's why we're going to pray for one another. Because we got to move forward with maximum. And even if I can't move forward, I'm not going to go back. I'm going to have what? Maximum. Just to stand where I am. Until I can take another step. I'm going to take the maximum effort just to stay right where I am until God gives me the strength to take another step forward. You see, my brothers and sisters, all God is looking for is some faithful folk. All God is looking for is some folk who are ready to fight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of us came from the streets, and when we came from the streets, all we had to do was fight. We would fight, as they call, at the drop of a hat. But now that we done become Christians, some of us became wimps. But I want you to understand, God had you do all that fighting there to let you know he's giving you the spiritual strength to fight the good fight. And when you fight the good fight for the Lord, I want you to know you've already got the victory. I want you to know that Jesus got up out the grave to let us know we already got the victory. Are you hearing what I'm saying, my brother? Are you hearing what I'm saying, my sister? You ain't no wimp. I'm a child of God. Turn to your neighbor and let them know that. Say, I ain't no wimp. I'm a child of God. Live like who you are. You have the victory. Put forth that maximum effort. God's going to bless you. You can do it, my brother. You can do it, my sister. You know why? Because Jesus has already done it for us. He's made us his own. And since we're his, don't you know when the enemy comes
and mess with us, you know what Jesus do? You better back up. And if the enemy try to talk a little bit louder, when you ain't too sure, you know what the Lord does? He grabs a hold of you and say, don't you dare go nowhere. I've got you. I ain't going to ever leave you. I ain't ever going to forsake you. If I brought you this far, I'm going to take you all the way. Do I got anybody who knows what I'm talking about? I want you to know God has been mighty good to us. Do I know anybody in here who God has been good to? I want you to go on and just give God some praise for just about a minute, because only you know the maximum effort you had to put forth in order to get to where you are. I tell you all, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You see, my brothers, you see, my sisters, when we work together like this, nothing can beat us. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So since we are more than a conqueror, I ain't gonna let nobody make a wimp out of us. And as we look at this endeavor we're going through, we can go on and thank and praise God in advance, because we know it's coming, because there's always going to be an obstacle, but we're going to focus on the opportunity, somebody working with me, because we understand something. God has called us to be difference makers, and since I'm a difference maker, I know I have value. You know why I know I have value? Because I'm God's in somebody working with me. So when you know who you are, you can put forth maximum effort. And Violet, when you get a little weak and you get a little tired, I want you to know that's when the footprints in the sand poem comes in. Because when you think you didn't have the strength to go on, you know what the Lord did, Violet? He just picked you right on up and he carried you forward. And when you look back and you realize, how did I get this far? You know what? All you got to do is say, Jesus. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody get from point A to point B but didn't know how you got there? I'm here to tell you, it was nobody but Jesus. And I want you to understand, you keep putting your trust in Jesus, and he'll take you all maximum effort.